There was a DJ. I'll call this the good story and the good, the bad, the ugly, because nothing came of it. A DJ in Australia was extremely worried that he had an STD.
Or did he share it with his audience?
He did. Or an STI, I guess is what they call
it. I think that's the current parlance.
Yeah, I don't like them when they do this. Mm-hmm. It's still, it's an STD.
What does I stand for? Infection?
I'm sure they're changing it to infection because it sounds better than disease. But it needs to be called a disease.
Don't worry. RFK will fix it.
He should. That should be on his agenda.
We'll bring it back.
Is it the, if you call it disease, you're saying it sounds worse, so people try to stay away from it. Is that what you're saying?
I guess. I don't know. But I do
no,
hear
that's
that.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you say that's in my opinion.
Disease? Yeah, that's right.
But I, you do hear that now. So I have an STI. No, you don't. You got an STD.
Okay.
But most of them are treatable. Now, some you have to live with forever, but most are.
Not right.
Many can be right. Cured.
Well, this was on the, he is a radio presenter on Wake Up One in Australia.
Good gig.
Yes, and apparently they're very famous for their antics. You know, they're good radio hosts, and people call them humorous. So.
Wow.
I hope they say that about us in that same monotone way.
I've heard they're occasionally amusing.
Sometimes they're humorous.
People call them fun.
They're described as humorous. And they do humorous things to raise laughter amongst their audience.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Okay, on Friday, one of those things was to try and eat hot peppers or hot wings, as many as they can. You know, it was one of those kinds of contests. It's a juvenile radio show where they're eating hot things. So over the weekend, the Australian DJ in question says, I thought I had an STI because he had a burning sensation while urinating. So he explained it to the audience.
I've never had an STI before in my life. Are you okay? Well, I was experiencing some burning type pain yesterday.
What? Burning pain?
Where? The front region.
Like the skin's burning.
Or like, the eye.
Like the eye. Or when he whizzed.
The eye when he whizzed.
Well, they threw a lot at him.
This show's already better than ours.
I mean, my God, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
call it the eye.
The eye. P-hole. P-hole.
Yeah.
First, I was like,
when you whizz.
Yeah. I was like, what is he talking about? Oh, the eye. I
oh,
understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So he experienced burning. But then she said, when he whizzed, he's like, no, not really.
I just didn't know what I was experiencing, so I went into panic mode. And I thought, what is going on?
So not
on?
When I'm you went to the toilet, to the just GP. In general.
Both. Rub some cream on.
Both.
Some ointment.
No ointment required.
Because- now, the reason that no ointment was required was he thought back to the previous day's radio show, and then the woman on the show puts it together. Oh, wait a minute. You ate the hot sauce and then didn't wash your hands.
I quickly figured out what had happened.
Oh my God, you ate the hot wings and then you didn't wash your hands and you touched your schlong.
Oh, I got buffalo schlong.
What are you doing rubbing the eye?
That's a good question. You got buffalo schlong.
That is a five-star word.
That's a
five-star term.
What are you doing rubbing the eye? That's a big question. Now you've
fantastic follow-up.
Okay, great follow-up. I feel like, on sides or shaft or whatever, yes. But rubbing the eye, what's going on there?
Yeah.
It's not a standard part of the transaction.
No.
Well,
no.
I wondered.
Did you just make a jerky motion, Kelly?
I did. I was looking.
You think he might have been.
I think that or just when using the bathroom, doing the, at the end.
The
shaky shake.
I thought maybe, not really speaking from experience, but maybe he's eating those wings naked. They're saucy. You get a drip.
I don't think he was.
I thought they were eating them on the radio.
They were doing it on the radio.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So he wasn't doing them naked.
Okay.
That's how she knew.
I misunderstood that then.
Well, you're going to hate tomorrow. You're going to be vastly disappointed tomorrow.
No, it was
special
not
okay.
Friday.
Just been canceled.
No, they were doing it in their radio studio.
Or in the schlong.
So we left off when he's, what were you doing rubbing the eye?
What were you doing rubbing the
How
eye?
How did it get to the eye? I should have dipped it in the yogurt.
I didn't even, did it blister?
No, there's no blisters. No. I mean, unless I've got an STI. But, you know, you'd need the S to put it
to. He hadn't had any S to get the I, according to him. It's humorous. It's a humorous radio program.
I like them.
Wake Up One Australia. Great accents, you know.
I know.
Real good.
I wish I could put on an accent, because that right there is listenable. That is listenable.
Yes.
We had.
For an extended period of time.
Exactly. Now, we have ourselves done hot sauce eating in the studio and that type of thing. That's not new to radio. And
here it isn't.
World Radio Day.
We put two people in the hospital.
We did.
With our first one.
We've chronicled that many times. One with white bread laying right next to his head.
And the other with an exploding ulcer.
Correct. But she said she's from Louisiana. She came out of the womb eating hot sauce. That's on her.
Her words, not ours.
Anonymous, you're talking about eating something and then getting it in your nether regions. Go ahead.
Actually, I worked at a pizza place. I was refilling the crushed red shakers, pepper shakers, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Went to take a whiz without washing my hands, so I know what it's like.
Terrible.
It is painful.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah. No.
The crushed. Now, you didn't get it in the eye, did you?
No. I was smart enough not to rob my eyes, but as soon as I touched down there, I was like, okay.
That's it. That's right. But that, well, the actual
the eye. The human eye.
One. Yeah. Did you do anything to get rid of it, like milk, or did you have to dip it in water? He said he would have dipped it in yogurt. He should have.
Well, we had no yogurt. I just grabbed paper towels and wet them, just washed in the bathroom as well as I could.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
He's still in there, boss.
How long did the pain last for you?
It wasn't honestly that long.
Good.
A few minutes, because I think I did it so quickly.
Exactly.
So quickly.
I got it.
You know, it's interesting. I would have never even thought about red pepper flakes.
I know. Now, sauce, yes.
Yeah.
Or like a jalapeno.
Yeah, but I didn't think. Yeah, I didn't.
The red peppers with the juice.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
So,
yeah.
They're so dry, exactly. For the most part.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't think they'd have any
I'm with
juice
it.
Left.
I'm totally agree.
In the eye.
We had a P1. Many years ago, who said that he had the same experience.
Hey, I was eating lunch with coworkers, and they were handing out chili peppers, and they were talking about how hot they were. I grabbed a hold of it and took a big bite of it, and then I cleaned the seeds out and took another bite, and they were in shock because this is a habanero pepper that they chop up for meals. You're only supposed to eat a little bit of it, and it started burning really bad and started drinking a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys were making fun of me, and I ended up going to the bathroom and grabbed my junk.
Oof.
And about 30 minutes later, I started jumping up and down, and I couldn't understand the burning sensation. And I had a thumbprint and a fingerprint on my Johnson, and the doctor said, you need to put, a milk on it. And I ended up going to Target's pharmacy, begging the pharmacist, what do I do for this? And he started giggling, and he said, I'm so sorry for laughing. I've never heard of this before. And he said milk would be the one thing to do to get the oil off. And I'm at Target, and the only thing they had was chocolate milk. And I'm in the bathroom pouring chocolate milk on my junk going, ah! And it was really awkward. When I ran in there and started pouring milk on myself, I had no idea there was a gentleman there, you know, taking care of business. And then he quietly kind of hurried up and got out of it.
Oh, dear God.
It was bad. It was bad.
Did the milk work?
The milk helped, but there was another ointment that you put on it to soothe it.
Yeah.
And it burned when I put the ointment on, and it took about 4 hours for it to wear off.
Wow.
And I did not go back to work, and I went home to show my wife, and sure enough, there's a nice thumbprint and fingerprint. You could have
went on it. She had to dust him. She had to dust him for
these aren't your fingerprints.
She took prints from him. Uh-huh. Exactly. Adam.
Uh-huh. That's from Carol at work.
That's right.
Handing you habaneros. We should send that tape.
Yeah.
To Wake Up Australia.
To
Wake Up One or whatever.
Wake Up One Australia. It's inspired by them.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. We should do that.
A cross-cultural exchange.
Yes.
They could be our partners.
We should do that. Because those guys, well, they're humorous. Let's face it.
Yeah. Way better.
Dwayne, you're talking about hot junk. Go ahead.
I've washed my hands a couple of different times at a couple of different restaurants, and I went to answer the call of nature and still had the burning sensation.
Oh, that's not even fair.
Man, I know. Well, what are you supposed to do? It's crazy. You know, the previous caller says it's not water that helps it, it's milk. And you heard the Australian DJ say.
Would the wet nap yogurt be better than soap and water?
Maybe. Do you think so, Dwayne? Like a wet nap?
No, I'll tell you what, for ingestion, though, is sour cream if it's burning your stomach. That might work on that, too. I don't know. I was in a restaurant, so I didn't try that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dwayne. All right. Appreciate it. You know, and the Australian DJ, I guess, I bet they had yogurt in their studio because he said I should have dipped it in the yogurt. I bet they were eating the hot stuff and then following it with yogurt to cool down their stomach.
Oh, you think?
I do. I think that's
because you wouldn't dip wings into yogurt.
No, I think
that's not what they call, like, what we would call blue cheese or ranch.
I don't think so. I think, based on Dwayne's call, if you get like really hot in your stomach or throat or mouth, you take a spoonful of yogurt or, I guess, sour cream.
Kind of a neutral dairy product.
Because they do say dairy, like milk, helps with it. Let's go to Heroin Scott, who's had a similar experience. Heroin Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, I was chopping some habanero peppers for chili. This is the first time I'd ever dealt with habaneros. And, you know, they're real small and cute and orange. And you're thinking, oh, they look like little pumpkins. No big deal. Mm-hmm. So then I go to the bathroom, and it's a very big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm burning for 2 days straight. I jump straight in the shower after I get the pot of chili made. That doesn't help. And I literally think I got an STD. At the meantime, I think my girlfriend's cheating on me because I'm burning so bad. So, yeah, it was a terrible, terrible experience. After that, I wear gloves to cut anything like that, just little plastic disposable gloves.
Wow. That has to happen, I guess. Yeah, that's right.
I get it.
Did you confront your girlfriend with this allegation and she said, no, I'm not cheating on you? Oh, he's gone. No, he's not. Go ahead.
Sorry. At the time, I did, and she said no, but found out later she actually was.
Oh, well, there you go. Right. Okay. Exactly. Thank you, Heroin Scott. Appreciate it. You know,
right place, wrong time.
Yeah. Chicken Bone sent an email yesterday. We were talking about that priest who was flossing with the girl's hair, and he said he found out his girlfriend was cheating on him in the worst possible way.
And I deleted the email, and I told him, I said, I'm not reading the email with the subject line that he sent.
It was the most, it's the most vile email.
It's scatological and vile.
It's unbelievably vile. It's perfect for, I guess, a flaccid Friday. I'm trying to figure out.
Or Radio 1, Wake Up 1, or
right,
whatever.
Right, the Wake Up 1 in Australia. I'm trying to figure out how to read it on our air because it is so brutally offensive.
On multiple levels.
I just don't know how I can read it.
I wasn't on this email.
No,
I
don't think
you were.
Yeah, it was the two of us, and you got rid of it, rightfully so.
I said, I am not reading this. Yeah. He wrote back immediately, before the sun came up.
Yeah.
Do it. You gotta.
He's talking about flossing with pubic hair.
There we go.
This guy, that was the subject line. And as
I must open it.
as grotesque as the subject line is, flossing with pubic hair, the body of the email. 10 times worse. Yeah. I mean, it is unbelievable. And I'm like, I've got to read this on our air, but I don't know how. I mean, it is that difficult.
No, it's above your talent level.
There's no way for me to put it together. I'm going to try. I can't imagine. Tammy, you're talking about eating hot wings or something hot and then getting it on parts of your body you don't want to get it on. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've been listening to the men. Sometimes the men cut the peppers and have fun with their lady friends, and we can't pour chocolate milk inside of us.
Oh, my
no,
God.
That's true.
We have to lay on the cold floor tile and eat ice cream and drink until the pain goes away.
Man.
Oh, dear God.
Unbelievable. So
has that happened only once, I hope?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What kind of ice cream?
Please tell me the flavor of Spread Eagle.
I actually made the person go out and get hand-dipped ice cream because that incident deserved that.
Okay. You deserve the best.
You do, yes.
Well, I believe it was probably Cold Stone at the time.
Nice.
Did they sing a song?
I was going to say. What would you like as your mixins? I don't know, man. Just do it.
There. Right. I wasn't there. I was just frantically on the phone, like, where is my ice cream? Get my ice cream.
Yeah.
Make sure the door is locked. I'm face down on the tile in the master bathroom.
I'm doing the splits.
Man, were you able to enjoy any part of the friskiness? You know, before, when did you realize, oh, my God,
I'm burning.
I'm burning.
It's pretty instant. Yeah. And at first you're like, there's a burning sensation. I hope to God I didn't magically get some horrible thing, or my partner's cheating on me.
Yep.
And then it immediately goes to, it's burning, I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Get off me.
Get off.
Oh, dear God.
Man. What was the pepper in question? Was it habanero or jalapeno? Do you know?
Pepper.
I believe it was a jalapeno. Mm-hmm. But now, just for safety reasons, we always have a box of gloves in the kitchen for cutting peppers.
Yes, I get it.
You have to.
Yeah.
Thank you for being
Cold
sober.
Stone. You're at Cold Stone because your girlfriend's vagina is on fire.
I need to go, bro.
I gotta go.
Just give me
no,
the
vanilla. No, we got more verses.
No.
Just charge me.
No, just give me that.
Here's a 20. Sorry, you forgot your chain. Yeah.
What are your mixins? I love that.
Yeah.
Just, you want a Heath bar?
No, just give it to me straight. Yeah. Just give it to me straight.
I gotta go, bro.
Yeah. You're overpaying for that ice cream, but it doesn't matter. You need it.
I wonder how they answer when people walk into their house and they're like, why do you have gloves on your kitchen counter?
Yeah.
Peppers. Cutting
those hot pepper. Two Wheel Hardo has some experience with this. Hardo, go ahead.
Years ago, when the economy was terrible, I took a job as a security guard or officer, whatever they want to call themselves, at a maximum security prison. Mm-hmm. And part of the training was you had to get pepper sprayed in order to know what it felt like, so you didn't just go around pepper spraying people willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And they tell you it stays on you for a very long time, so when you go home and shower, you know, you got to lean away from anything you don't want to get it on because it burns hours later. So training was like midday. That evening, I get home from work and I go to take a shower. I'm washing my hair because it gets all over your face, your hair everywhere, and I lean backwards, and the soap and everything else runs down my neck, down my back, and I ended up with about a 3-alarm hot hole, and I didn't know what to do about it.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear God.
That's about the worst I've heard, a 3-alarm hot hole. Man.
I don't know if Cold Stone has a flavor.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do there.